Yeah, I just received some report that 27 women was raped outside the POC at a checkpoint.
So when did this incident happen?
It happened within the last 2 days.
The last 2 days?
Yes.
So
and seven of these women reported to the medical center and they have seen the doctor, but the rest refused. I think they feel shame or with the trauma of this incident. They did not see the doctor.
Could you explain the circumstance under which these women were raped?
What I get information is that they get out from POC because they are looking for food. You know, this the fighting in Juba last week, it even affected the people within the POC. There is no food, there is no water. So this number of women, they are trying to get to the market outside of the checkpoint, outside of the POC to checkpoint to get some food. And this is where the incident happened.
Anything your organization is doing to particularly protect women, given the current situation in the country?
The current situation, it all leave us helpless, but I can just send my voice to the SPLM literally and the command. As the president committed to end the sexual violence in conflict, I think this is a time where they have to show that they really commend to the all international humanitarian law as continued in the conducted in Geneva. So I think it is a time they have to implement the commitment that was signed by President. I want to ask the commander to direct their military to stop this kind of sexual violence against the women.
Did you meet some of them physically? Did you interact with them?
No. I'm not able to reach there, but we have some people that we are communicating with within the field.
What do you think should be done to really end impunity?
Number one is that it is very important to hold these perpetrators accountable, because many of them went with the sexual violence, they rape the women, and they go without accountability. And they are well known. They are called unknown gunmen now or unknown rape men. I want to show that they are known men and they carry this practice and they go without accountability. What I'm calling for is really that the chief commander of this military, they need to hold their personnel accountable for the practice that they are doing against the women's rights and women's dignity. And the second one is to educate these people that this kind of the practice that they are doing against the women, it is really affecting the life of women and even the society. So let them stop this. And more awareness for our women that if happened to you, what you need to do is to report to the nearest medical center. You have to lift away this shame. And don't think about anything, just think about your health and your future. You have to report yourself to the police, and if you didn't get the help from the police, because last time we have a contact, that's because I don't have it right now, but I could say it on air so that they can call the number and seek help. I want just to add my voice that Anti-Impunity Organization will continue the campaign against this sexual violence, and we have already done, we finished with our drama. It is only that this situation stopped us from this program to go on air, but it is ready and we will continue advocating for the right of protection for women in South Sudan.